Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Listen to on my commute, like improv is dead, or if I were you. Mouths agape and minds aghast, my friends hear me say I'm doing chime, dumbstruck when they say bye, and I reply, arrivederci. No one talks to me anymore.
That's wow. It.
Wow, that was a cover of Flowers from Hadestown. That's fucking incredible.
Evan Lexel coming in again with another theme song. I think he sent in like 3 at this point that we've used.
Beautiful. So shout out Evan. Evan.
This will be his 6th theme song that we've used.
Evan, you're a champion. You are single-handedly keeping this podcast going. I don't know if you know that or not, Evan, but you are the only reason that this podcast is still alive.
He also asked us if we want any specific songs or band parodied. I'm going to lob up In Too Deep by Sum 41.
Great. I don't know that one.
You do if you heard it.
I'm trying to think of another one. Well, okay. Anything from Lake Street Dive. There's a song that I've wanted Jeff and I to do a parody of for a long time, and I think we should soon. But anything from Lake Street Dive. But Evan, that was beautiful. No one talks to me anymore. Gorgeous.
That was amazing.
It's Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Okay, Michael Barbaro.
It's Tuesday at the time of recording and at the time of release.
Correct.
I can't help but think that that's spooky.
Spooky?
No, it's just like, that's kind of crazy how the stars
not
are
really.
Anyway. Huh. Makes you think. Makes me
doesn't
think.
At all.
I miss fall. I'm so over it being summer. It's so fucking hot. Global
Fall's
warming's
gonna be
terrifying.
More hot. September's worse here.
Global warming's terrifying. There are fires. At the date of recording, there are fires in London because it is so hot. This is the coldest summer for the rest of our
lives. Now's not the time to freak out about climate change, by the way.
Anyway, what's new with me? I started The Bear. I watched the first episode of The Bear. New celebrity crush. Oh my god. Lead is
that's
so
everyone.
Fucking hot.
That's
I know.
Everyone's
well,
celebrity
at first,
crush.
Well, first, because I was like seeing screen grabs on Twitter and TikToks and stuff, and I'm like, what's the hype? Watched it. I'm like, oh, yes, chef. I get it. Oh, yes, chef. Absolutely.
Nothing is new. I wish there was more to report. My life is pretty much the same every week, which makes me sad.
We love consistency.
I don't. I'm okay. A Sag.
That's true. And you're sad.
I'm a Sagittarius.
A Sagittarius.
Nothing interesting, at least. I got a Nalgene.
Nice.
Haven't had one since I was a kid.
What inspired you?
Well, I went camping, and my friend gave me his.
Oh, how was that?
Great. Big Sur is my new favorite place. It probably used to be New York. / still is. top three is New York, Big Sur, Tahoe. Mm-hmm. But he let me borrow his Nalgene, and I was like, I want one of those. It's not, like, there's so many high-tech water bottles these days, and obviously it's good to keep things cold, but there's just nothing better than, like, one of these.
Nothing in there right now.
Yeah, I haven't even washed it, yeah. but we're not here to talk about Nalgenes.
No, we're here to talk about something much more dazzling than an Nalgene. Much more saucy. Mm-hmm. Not a sauce, unless. I texted Jeff, I'm like, what should we do for our solo episode? And Jeff just sends paste.
Paste!
So that's what we're doing today. Old-timey glue. Paste. I looked up on Amazon paste, and I got, like, garlic paste, tomato paste, like, hair gel. And I'm like, no. No, that's not what I'm looking for. No. I'm looking for glue that doesn't come in a stick.
Exactly. Or it comes in a jar.
It comes in a jar. It comes in a fucking jar. Paste. We're talking about paste. It's the taste you can feel.
Taste is the paste you can feel?
Paste is the taste you can feel.
Paste is the taste you can feel.
Yes.
So are you huffing glue? What's happening?
Currently? I did a couple before we pressed record, but I'm not currently, no.
Okay, so you are
high. I've never used paste.
Okay. But? Well, what about rubber cement? You had to have used rubber cement.
I've used hot glue. I've used, like, Gorilla Glue. I've used Elmer's.
you know Elmer Fudd?
Yeah.
This is Elmer's fudge. So it's sort of like a chocolate paste.
Ew.
No. It's awesome.
Telling someone something that they don't like and then just being like, oh, no.
No, it's good. No.
No, I've never used that.
You should.
Have you ever used paste?
Yeah, I've used rubber cement, which is a paste.
Is it? I don't even know what strong. That looks like.
I can't believe you've never used rubber cement.
Let me look it up. I might.
You definitely have.
Hold on. Rubber cement. When did you use, like, what did you use it on? Like a class project?
Art projects for sure. And that's it. Yeah, art projects.
No, I've never used it. I've seen it now. I know what it is, but I've never used it. No.
Hmm.
I would normally do like a hot glue gun. I'm a hot glue gun kind of girl. But yeah. It's awful. It gets everywhere, and it just singes your hand. So this is probably the way to go. Not that I'm planning any crafting projects coming up, but
and you should. I'm trying to figure, after finding these reviews, I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate more paste into my everydayst.
In my everydayst and have a taste. Well, Daniel and I are moving in the near future, and so I'm thinking about like what DIY projects I could include paste into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Haven't come up with any yet because I just had the idea right now.
so you haven't like been to... thinking about
it. Nope. Would you like to kick us off with our first, with a taste of paste?
This is for Gain, yes, all-purpose stick flat paste.
I have, the two of mine are for Gain, yes, as well.
Yeah, which seems to be the only like modern paste. This is from Chris. Do you want to give Chris a last name?
Chris.
Or a laced name?
Chris Laced.
Chris Laced. 1 star. Can't open the jar at all. It appears the glue seeped around the lid, permanently sealing it. Tried everything short of dynamite.
Tried everything short of dynamite.
Teacher in a teacher's lounge. This is so messed up, guys. I have to pay for my own fucking school supplies. Sorry to curse.
Right. No, and it's not right.
I got this paste for the kids to use, and I don't know what happened to it in shipping, but it's like the glue seeped around, permanently sealing the lid. I've tried everything short of dynamite.
What? But
I've tried everything short of dynamite, I said. Sorry.
No, listen, we're all mad, right? I mean, it's like we don't get paid nearly enough. Yeah. We have to use our own funds to buy stuff for classrooms. That's not right.
I don't know if it fucking got like hot while it was shipping in the truck, but it melted. And I swear to God,
what did you try? I mean, like, did you just try kind of like running it under hot water, like seeing if that would loosen it a little bit?
I like tried to do it with my arms and hand, and then like, yeah.
So you did try the hot water?
Well, I tried the hot water. It didn't really work either. I'm like, fucking, just, ugh!
Aaron, I mean, Aaron, you gotta breathe, man.
You try. There's no way you get it open. It's fucking glued shut, I promise you. Gets it in one try.
No, I bet you loosened it. I mean, if you're telling me that you tried everything short of dynamite, like, what else did you do?
I mean, tapped it with a knife.
Okay. Well, you know what? I bet you listened to it for me. I bet it was really, really tight on there. So now you have it. So now you can go do the project with the kids.
Yeah, like, I'm strong.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you see how many push-ups I can do?
You know what? I have Drops to grade down. These papers.
One, two, three.
Knock, knock. Hey, Principal Evans here. I know that you guys often... What's...
I could have done more, but then our boss walked in.
I am your boss.
I was talking to her.
Okay. Yes, sorry, Principal Evans.
Arm wrestle, Principal.
What?
Let me show everybody how strong I am.
Oh, Aaron, I don't think that is necessary. I think everyone here is trying to work. Yes, we are. You know what? That's great. We are. Are you insinuating that I'm a chicken?
You are a fowl. If you don't arm wrestle me, sir, I respect you. You can pay me less.
Right. I have to meet with a couple parents in my office. I just wanted to come in and see if Angela... Yes, I will have those reports on your desk this week. I know that plagiarism is a huge red flag. No, in the school. Yep, that's right. All right, so I'm going to go do that, deal with things that are actually important in the school. And Aaron, you are still on the floor.
Yeah, planking. He's right. Not.
all right. I guess get back to work. And Aaron, if you're not back in your classroom in the next 10 minutes, I will absolutely be docking your pay.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was trying to get paste open for the kids and I loosened it. And then she was able to finish it. It was basically enough.
To what?
She was able to, she got the lid off, but it's only because of you, everything else I did.
Okay. That's great. That's actually none of my, I don't care. As long as you are teaching the kids what they need to be taught.
Yeah, I should go back to the classroom. Thank you for opening the jar.
Yeah,
Namaste,
no, of course.
Principal. Cut back to the classroom. All right, guys. I got I got the paste open so we can do our collages. Oh, that's funny.
We don't want to do anything. We just want to run around.
Yeah, I know. But I, you know what? I had to get the paste open. So just if you guys could
One kid
really
is quietly sticking his hand in the paste, putting it in his mouth.
Yeah, don't eat that. I'm just, God, why can't I just like, it's hard for me to even stand up to kids.
We
guys,
don't respect
on.
You.
Guys, come
them.
On.
We don't respect
guys.
You. One kid trying to say it, but his mouth is closed shut from the paste.
Guys, come on. They still don't.
We that don't was, respect you.
I can't yell louder than that. This.
Knock, knock. Aaron, I couldn't help but hear chanting through the hall, we don't respect you, we don't respect you.
No, I'm just trying to teach them that, like, you know, not every authority figure is important.
Sorry?
No, I just, because I want them to think for themselves.
Did you just swear in front of the kids, too?
I didn't. It was under my breath and only you heard it. So,
fuck.
This isn't the job for me.
In my office. 5 minutes.
I know. Thank you for letting me, yeah.
The kid tried to go, what's wrong with him?
He ate the paste.
In my office now.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was going to be able to like take a stroll. Cut to the office.
So we obviously know what needs to happen.
You need to fire me or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not or something. That is...
Well, I'd be open to other options.
I would not be. Listen, we brought you on.
I never learned how to stick up for myself. That is the issue here.
That's not the issue here. You don't tell me as your boss. You don't tell me what the issue is.
Wait.
I am telling
you. Yeah.
No.
The issue at hand is that I'm still learning how to be strong.
No, the issue is that you're a bad teacher and you don't know how to control a classroom, right? I think. Wait, this is weird.
I think we should switch seats.
Yeah.
They do it.
That rolling chair is kind of going slowly around.
Yeah, this is going to work for me.
Whoa,
why don't you go back to your classroom and I'll sit here in my office alone doing whatever job that you do. Which, what do you do?
I meet with parents and I take care of administrative tasks.
Okay, well, I'll deal with the parents then. Cut to later. He picks up the phone. Hi, yes, Mrs. Gilroy. Just calling because, you know, you're one of the new parents at the school, and I just want to sort of see how Thomason was faring.
What an unexpected... You sound a lot different than you did when we came to interview for the school.
Yes, no, this is... I'm the new principal.
Oh, gosh, what happened to Principal Evans?
He cowered under my newfound power.
Oh.
I've sort of been figuring out how to stick up for myself. And, yeah. I mean, how do you feel about power, Mrs. Gilroy?
I mean, how does anyone feel about power? We all want to have it. We all don't have enough. You know, I don't know. I feel silly. I'm sorry. I'm in a tizzy. This is so funny.
Mrs. Gilroy, where are you right now?
Lainey, please. Call me Lainey. I'm at home. Honey, who are you talking to? Oh, sorry. It's my husband.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is your husband powerful, Mrs. Gilroy?
I look him dead in the eye. No. He's not. What are you talking about? What did he ask you? He's a weak man. What? Lainey, can we talk about this?
You will call her Mrs. Gilroy, and I will call her Lainey. Lainey, I want you to lift him up.
Emotionally or physically?
Physically pick up your husband.
I'll try.
You'll do it.
I do.
He's like, Right. Now, would a powerful man be able to be lifted off the ground like a 4-year-old?
No.
No, he wouldn't. I'll see you in my office tonight at 7:30.
Yes,
actually,
he will.
Make that 8:30.
Are you busy at 7:30?
No. I'm free as a bird, but you will be in my office at 8:30 and I will be there at 8:40.
Okay. What does this mean? Lainey, what's happening? I have somewhere to be at 8:30. Are you leaving me? Still holding him up?
You'll stay with him, but you'll be in my office.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not leaving you. Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Who's that? Cut to later. She's there at 8:30. It's so quiet, you can hear the clock ticking.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Looking around the door. Well, he did say 8:40, but I can't leave because he told me to be here at 8:30. I'm just sitting, waiting, wishing.
He walks in.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Did I surprise you?
No, I'm just... so many duties.
What have you been up to?
Just making my rounds. You know how it goes.
Isn't that the custodian's job or the janitorial staff's job?
To be honest, Mrs. Gilroy, I don't know what a principal does. And I did want to have sex with you right now, but I can't figure out how to be. And it's not a comfortable thing. I think I want to go back to being weak.
That's disgusting.
I know. But it's
I'm
who
leaving.
I know.
I pick you up. You are not a strong man.
I know. all right, should we take a quick break?
Yes, everyone come back at 8:40.
<8:40. laughs>
This is from Kay Kutzer.
What?
Kay Kutzer.
Okay. Every kiss begins with Kutz.
Every kiss begins with Kutz Kutzer. 5 stars. This is for the same paste.
Yep.
The title is Great Glue. This glue is perfect for what I was doing, which was sticking paper and card. It has a consistency of condensed milk. It dries quickly, but not so quickly that you can't move items if you stick them in the wrong place. I found a knife to be the best method of spreading the glue. I was just sticking paper and card. I was just. So that's what I was doing. Dad. Guess you don't need to be in my room anymore.
Okay. It was pretty clear you were jerking off, but I'm going to come back later. Comes back later. Listen.
More crafts. More crafts. I am a crafty,
crafty boy. Later. Later.
Collage.
Okay.
I'm making a dream board. Yeah. A vision board. A collage.
Yeah. The next morning.
Dollhouse! Constructed a dollhouse in here!
Later.
House of Cards! Not the series, but doing the activity.
Alright.
Got any more popsicle sticks? I'm making a cabin!
Cut to the dad in therapy. I want to have a frank, open conversation with him about sex, and my dad never did that with me, and I feel like that's important. But he hasn't stopped masturbating for truly 8 days. I'm not joking. I'm not being hyperbolic. He hasn't eaten. He's gone to school, and he's come back, and before school and after school, and every day on the weekends all day, he is self-completing over and over. And now I'm worried about him, but I don't want to make him feel shamed. I'm honestly healthy. Impressed.
I think that's healthy. Okay. I mean, here's the thing. How old is he? What? 13, 14?
He's 10.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, some kids develop sooner than others, and this might be a time where your son is finding out what it means to explore his own body. And I think it's great that you don't want to shame him. How have you been trying to initiate conversations? Have you been pretty upfront and open and honest about it, and he's shying away? Like, what's the dynamic that's going on?
The dynamic is I knock on his door, and he yells out. He's trying to, like, play it off like he's making art. And he'll yell, you know, like, street art, you know, like fucking sculpture, you know. So I know he's not making art, and but I truly haven't even been able to open the door.
Mm. Well, what if you asked him to come to you?
It's so fast. I will try that this week, but I will say that it is incredibly fast. I don't even say anything. I can't even get a word in edgewise. It's
better yet, try when he's on his way to school or right when he comes home from school. Okay. Try and maybe grab him before he... No, don't grab your child, but maybe try and get to him before he heads off to his room.
Cut to the sidewalk. He gets off the school bus. Hey, man. Okay, now we really need to talk. You cannot cut to therapy. I don't know if he's doing it on the bus. I don't know if he starts as soon as he gets off the bus. I haven't talked to my son in 2 weeks.
Well, is Rachel in the picture anymore?
Rachel is, she's on a sabbatical.
I see. So it's just you two at home.
Yeah. Rachel's like fucking taking off work and family. It's actually really, I kind of also wanted to talk about that. She's living with her parents, but not because there's no issues between us. I think she just kind of like, yeah, I don't know.
Have you tried talking to her about that? It feels like you have a lot of conversations that have yet to be had, and I can imagine that's really, really frustrating.
Cut to him calling her. Hey, honey.
I'm playing dominoes.
Got it. Cut to therapy. So my wife and my son are masturbating chronically and obsessively. It's gotten to a point where I can't even do it myself because I am so fraught and worried about my family. This point, it has to be a me thing, right? I'm starting not to believe that it's just my growing boy. It is also my wife who is, again, I have not talked to her in 6 days.
Oh, and you know what? Time is up. I'm so sorry about that.
We're only 43 minutes in. I thought I had 7 more
minutes. Actually playing Monopoly. Right now, I have a set time to play Monopoly.
Next week, therapy? This is weird.
Usually Game of Life
grabs me. Am I like, what's the issue? Is it that I'm too sexy and everybody needs to masturbate around me? Or
no.
Is it?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah, I wish it was that.
You're like, really? Damn it.
That's the only way this could have been cool.
That's not the issue. You are not so sexy that everyone who even is around you can't help but touch themselves.
And I didn't think it was, but what if?
But why not?
Why not me?
Why not me?
This is one star from, their username is Perfectly Imperfect and Loved. Name?
Mark.
One star from Mark. I paid too much for this glue.
Welcome to Michael's. How can I help you today? Are you making a purchase? Are you looking to return?
Return.
All right. What is your item? Please let me just input some stuff into the machine.
Elmer's glue, rubber cement. I didn't open it, so I know that it qualifies for a return. I'm upset because the last time I was here, one of your associates over fucking sold this thing.
Oh, I sir, paid. Sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're upset, but can we please keep our language clean? We have a lot of families coming in for craft supplies.
I can't promise anything. I'm livid because I paid $80 for this.
And he, $80?
Yeah, right? I know that that's way more.
That was
but he fucking
really
sold
marked
it.
Down.
He sold
that's
it.
Weird.
What?
Huh. Hold on. Let me just check. Wow.
Is there a shortage? Is it a supply
chain
thing?
That's an amazing deal. You know, it's a mix of inflation, supply and demand. A lot of people are wanting rubber cement these days. So you actually got quite the steal. So what seemed to be the issue with the glue?
It was overpriced. This should be $3.
Sir, it's 2022.
What does that mean?
It means, have you seen how much a gallon of gas is?
Yeah, this isn't affected by that.
Everything's
I'm looking
affected.
At it on Walmart's website right now. $12.62.
Oh, well, let me see. Sorry, can you zoom in on the picture? Yeah, that's from the batch from April. And this is June's batch. The formula that they used in June is astronomically better than
is
the April
Is there
one.
Gasoline in this?
There, it is 97% gasoline.
Then I want to return it for that reason.
But you didn't try the glue.
If I try it, I can't return it. Just take it back.
I mean, I'll take it, I guess. I
Not
just think...
you, the store.
Oh, but I mean, I kind of... Hey, Lacey! Yeah? How are we doing on glue? Like, would I be able to cop one of these? Oh, is that the rubber... Is that the June batch of the rubber cement? Yeah, the diesel one.
There aren't
one.
Vintages. It should be one same recipe the entire time.
Oh, yeah, girl, take it. Girl, take what you can get. Yeah, sir, I will absolutely take this glue off your hands.
Great. Okay.
But if I may, I feel kind of guilty about it because I just want to ask one more time. Are you sure you want to part with this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now it seems like a commodity a little bit. So whatever. Yeah, take it. But like, I wonder if I could sell it for more.
Well, if I was giving it to you, I'd want to give it in good faith that you would use it. Because when I tell you, sir, this is going to be the best glue you will have ever used in your life. And so if you want to give it to me, that's fine. And I'll happily take it. But I would just be remiss to not really...
I'll take it. And I'm going to use it. I promise.
Cut to him
In fact,
home.
I'll take 100 more.
Oh my God.
Cut to him like 10 years later at a fancy dinner party in an incredible mansion. No, I mean, it was a good time. I guess right time, right place. I got in $80. $80 a jar.
No. Oh,
yeah.
You
and
are
so
brilliant.
That was an amazing haul, and it paid for this little pied-a-terre.
Oh, don't be so modest. It's quite grand. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
But Graham, you were talking about how you made your fortune.
Well, I made my fortune. Well, you see, back in my day, I didn't have to do much. I was just born quite wealthy. And so you had the foresight that I did not.
Oh. Cool. That story sucks, Graham.
Sorry?
No, it's fine. I just miss my poor friends. Well, you guys are boring.
What are you talking about? We have been admiring your salt and pepper shakers all evening. I think that's quite exciting.
Not really. I don't even know why I got them. I just have so much... Yeah. You guys can finish dinner. I'm going to go visit an old friend. Cut to him back at the office, Max, or whatever. Walks in.
Hello, welcome to Michael's office, Max.
You don't remember me, do you? You remember when Elmer's rubber cement was like only $80 a jar?
Oh my God, those were the days.
I bought you out of your entire stock.
You bought 100 bottles. Oh my goodness.
Millions of dollars, yeah.
You resold them?
Oh, yes. I shouldn't have said that, huh? Because you sold it to me in good faith. I realized, though, if you could ignore what I just said, that the last time I felt not even good, just normal, was talking to you before I made my money. And I was wondering if you would maybe want to come...
Sorry?
If you want... Yeah, sorry. If you wanted to hang out. And then maybe, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Okay. Well, you're still...
Because you broke my trust.
Right. That is a really bad place to start.
I sold them to you, or I gave it back to you, thinking that you would take it and, well, I don't know, make something beautiful. Use the case to
take
make
you and make
a vision.
Beautiful.
No, no, sir. I don't want to bed you tonight.
Okay. About wed?
I'm not going to marry you.
Hell of a promise,
you.
Isn't it?
Ugh. Hell Fuck. Of a promise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if you could prove to me that you could use that glue for something beautiful, then maybe. Because I think you wasted something that could have been really spectacular.
Takes one of the jars because he brought it with him. Douses his eyelids with it.
Oh, no.
Closes his eyes and holds them there. All right. That should seal them for a couple days. I want you to know that I'm into you for who you are and not how you look. And that's pretty damn beautiful.
Do you think I'm ugly? And
well,
you don't want to look at me?
No, shit. If that's what you're getting from this, I want... they're not coming apart. No, I'm trying to say that you're also beautiful, but I'm also... I, like, want to get to know you on the inside. Oh! Oh! I can't fucking... There's gas in this. Oh!
Yes. It's 97% diesel.
You said 70.
No, I said 97. She said 97. I was there.
Lacey still works here?
Yeah, I fucking do, bitch.
Oh.
A knife is the only way to open those puppies, honey.
There's no way.
I have a little tiny little guy we could try opening.
No, I'm gonna... I guess it's just it. Lacey, do you want to come?
Sure. I'm
cool. All right. All right. Cool. That's fine. That can make me through the day. I think I'm just like sad this week.
Eyes glued shut. Do you want to come? Eyes wide shut. Eyes glued shut. A man who leaves his fancy life to glue his eyes shut.
Yeah, this isn't
sex.
Anything, man.
But his grandma comes from generational wealth. Could be something there.
It really could be. Should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
This should be all we want.
I got a new car.
Oh,
I
you got the Subi?
I'm part of the Subi gang. I'm part of the Subi gang. I'm very excited.
You know you
excited.
Have to take it camping or
of
else
course.
You don't have a Subaru.
I'm so excited. I've been dreaming about this car for a really long time. And I got it. And I'm really, 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 really excited and very grateful and very happy. And when we were in Wisconsin with Daniel's family, I was telling Daniel's brother about how excited I am for my new car. And I saw one. I saw my exact color and model, and I point. I'm like, that's my car. And Daniel's brother's like, oh, nice. Well, not that color, though, right? And I'm like, yep, that color, that exact color. And he's like, oh, no, that's so cool.
Okay.
I'm very, very excited.
That's
I love
exciting.
It. Yeah. I'm part of the Subaru life. Any Subaru tips or tricks, or if anyone just wants to, like, get Subaru tattoos with me. Could be huge.
You're going to get a Subaru tattoo? That could be good. You should get it on the front of your body, like it's a, and then on the back of your body too, so that it's like your front.
Like
grill.
I'm the car.
Yeah.
Got it.
What's been shaking me is releasing HeadGum sketches again. It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
And one came out today. One will also come out the day that this episode of the podcast releases.
Yes.
So just plugging that. And I also wanted to pull up a comment.
Okay.
I don't know why. I thought that that would be fun.
Comment from today's the 19th. So
this is from off days interruption.
Interruption.
I don't need to do this. I don't know why I did this.
No, do it. We're here.
All right. Here we go. I'm reading them all.
It's just you silently reading the comments.
This is fun. Somebody said, as soon as I saw the who, I knew they couldn't get through the line.
That one, that bit, Jeff's just started improvising the who. And that took us so long to get through. Avi, our DP, was behind camera just like dying. We were all dying. That shit was so fucking funny.
Yeah. So ooh, that's been shaking me is filming those, writing those, editing them. They've just been so much fun.
Yeah.
And really if you guys haven't been watching those, get on it. We've
what
released
are you doing?
Six of them, I think, so far. So shout out the HeadGum sketches.
Yeah. Should we thank, I don't want to, should we thank fucking patrons, VI Podcats?
Yeah, let's get it over with.
All right.
Thank you to 2 weeks is a little ridiculous. This dude needs his dick revoked. That's right. I, Jeffrey Aronofsky, Jamathan, revoke Austin's penis.
_ Christian side hugs Quack when he asks.
Agent Michael Scarn.
A co has been taken over by an unyielding ennui. It's a new era. You really, really shouldn't text. Or do.
Bob Buell is actually three badgers in a doctor's coat.
Cam is being audited, and that's not even a joke. The IRS is in a flock on my cock, man.
Chuck.
Connor Finnegan didn't bother with a name this week. Just read Damien Kirk's and say I came up with it.
Crosby, Stills, and Gash.
Dakota just got suspended without pay, pending investigation. So let's see how long you write out this Patreon subscription, buddy.
That's Damien Kirk crazy. Has memorized the first 192 digits of pi, but he still needs to go on a pilgrimage to learn what it is to come.
Fancy Octopus.
Freya.
Jeff Puff.
Jeffrey Sames. So it's Jeffrey James, but he just kind of agrees with everyone without having his own opinion. That's not true.
Natalie Port Manchester United, La Southern Comfort Whiskey, La Coral Mountain Rangerman Shepherd.
Gray the Honeydew Honey Pie has never been hot nor sweet.
Hallie the Horribly Awesome is Gray's twin.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your Baldo purchase.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
I eat spaghetti and heatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I just want to say, apropos of nothing, that I spend all my earnings from this Patreon on donations to the Mike Pence 2024 campaign.
Riley.
I'm sorry, I had to say it.
I sincerely would like to apologize for the wolf, the epic wolf.
I Venmo Jeff my rent money to pay for the subscription. I would really appreciate it if he could send it back. Thanks, new patron.
Irish wrist washes. Keep them clean, y'all.
Jake Ullman.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and the whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
Jordan Fields.
JP again. Should I try these celebrity joke names like the rest of the brilliant sheep?
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep!
Casper Bopasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate. New patron.
Nolan Murphy can't shake his lingering sadness. He'll reach out, but no one offers respite from his loneliness. Get fucked, nerd.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through a Patreon name? Come say that to my face at Smoke and Time on Main Island.
Oh, so it sucks to advertise your business through your Patreon name? Come say that to my ass at Gale's Oils in the Vatican.
Oh, so it's lame to imitate someone's Patreon name on Patreon now? Come say that to my face at Gilk John.
Pete Skeet Skeet Bradford.
Phoebe.
Pride Month is over and so is James. Hashtag James Wagner is over.
Quack.
Raven Schmaven.
Reese Little Caesars Eater Bergman.
Smooth Pete and the Slammed Gashes.
So what, is this like a job now? You're telling me I have to update my name more than once a year?
Thanks for not shouting Daddy's birthday out. April 1st came and went, and y'all did nothing.
The dulcet tones of Jeffrey Sleep Moans.
And TJ Michael.
Beautiful good work, shit. Everybody. Good shit. Good shit, actually.
But let's really blow us away next episode.
And actually,
really
if you're interested in the Patreon, if you're interested to get in on that, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. We have Zardies. We have live streams. And most importantly, we have a good fucking time. Right?
Yeah, Riley sort of like mandates having fun, which
we
sort
have
of
a good
fun in general, but
time.
Yeah. It's always everybody's always a little bit scared of her.
You can find Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show on Instagram review, Reddit r/review.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.